Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, September 9th. The public is being invited to a graveside service today that will be at 11 o'clock for a local veteran. Corby Ward served in the U.S. Marine Corps in Vietnam, but Angela Norris of the Veterans Memorial Park discovered that Ward's only kin could not help with his final arrangements. Norris and volunteers with the park stepped up to help. All veterans and the public are invited to attend the service at Peacock Funeral Home today at 11 o'clock. That's going to be at 1227 Madison Street in Wyville. Kalani Kendall, Josephina, and Sophia Melvin will be eulogized in a memorial service this evening at 5 p.m. at Worthington Funeral Home in Chadburn. The four girls died in a structure fire on August 30th on North Colony Road. No adults were present in the home at the time. The girl's father, Patrick Ellis, said another funeral service and interment will be held at a later date. The structure fire is the deadliest in more than a century here and has made national headlines. Wyphe City Council tonight will honor retiring Deputy Police Chief Billy Hens, and Detective Lieutenant Andre Jackson will take the oath to move up to that position. The board will also hear an update on the airport water and sewer improvements and the Provolis project. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Can be viewed online. Lake Waccamaw's regularly scheduled board meeting for tonight has been postponed to September 16th. Acme Delco Riggerwood firefighters had to move a grain trailer out of the way by hand Sunday to fight a structure fire on Kelly's Trail. ADR Fire Chief Steve Camlin said the road to the home was blocked by the grain trailer. Fire units also drove through muddy fields to get to the fire. The mother and father and a newborn child were unharmed in the blaze. The building did sustain serious damage. Talis Jeremiah Vereen has been charged with the February murder of Irvin Hakeem Johnson. Vereen was arrested on unrelated charges just a couple of days after Johnson was killed, but shortly before Johnson's body was found in a pond near the Johnson home. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Wyphville police arrested a man for attempted murder Thursday after he allegedly slashed another man on G.K. Powell Boulevard. Altrell Baldwin, age 23, was held under no bond, charged with attempted murder. He allegedly attacked James Walters. The victim was transported by private vehicle to Columbus Regional, and Baldwin was picked up on MLK Drive without incident. A three-judge panel has upheld the state's constitutional amendment requiring voter ID. The judges determined that the new law will not hinder minorities from casting a ballot. Voters approved the constitutional amendment in 2018, and the state NAACP and Democrat leaders sued over it. Thursday is the 24th anniversary of the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. A memorial service will be held at 8:30 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park at 6354 James B. White Highway South. The public is welcome to attend. Saturday starts a whole new season of flock swaps at Great Gainers Farm Store in Wyville. There's no cost to participate. You can bring a spare bird, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment, buy, sell, or trade. Or you can just turn out and get a head start on your own flock and herd. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the farm store on Madison Street in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.